Good evening. Basically, John chapter 4 is where we'll begin. The story here is Jesus at the well in Samaria with the Samaritan woman. Beginning in verse 7, it reads, "A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, a Samaritan woman?'" And the point here is not the distinction between Jew and Samaritan. It's about the water, and you'll understand soon. It says, "For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Quickly, as a side note, if Jesus can do it, for the most part, we can do it. So if you find yourself talking in third person, okay. Because he did here. Just a side note that came to me. "Then the woman said, 'Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life.' And the woman said to him, 'Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw.'" Now, she didn't fully understand it at this point, but Jesus was drawing a parallel between a physical object to a spiritual application. So the question is, are you spiritually thirsting? Do you even have spiritual dehydration? See, we think we're not, but do we? Had a coworker recently who had a small case of dehydration to the point where he ended up with some gout in his hand, and his hand swelled up and looked kind of like how a latex glove looks when you blow it up and tie it off. Kind of funny little thing. And it's weird, and you shouldn't see that on a person, but it's so. He even had fatigue and passed out at one point. And that was on the physical side. But you have to understand, Jesus was drawing a parallel about thirsting and the need for water. Spiritual dehydration could be described as the opposite of this fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verse 22, and going through 24. Jesus says, to make the point more concise, John chapter 7, verse 37, "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out," saying, he didn't just say it, he cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me is, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Well, one might say, well, Josh, fountains springing up inside me and rivers flowing out of my heart doesn't sound too healthy either. Well, if you're thinking that way, you're missing the point. The point Jesus is saying here is that he can give in abundance. You see, the world is a dry, deprived, and desolate place, spiritually speaking. Which means if you live or never come to the water source, not only will the world never receive any good at your hand. Ever heard of shining as a light among men? But you will dry up also. You will dry and shrivel up if you do not come to that water source. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 says, "A good man out of the good treasure." Treasure is something that is stored up and kept. "Out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." You can't get good out if you don't put good in. If good goes in, good will come out. If you want good to come out of your life, put good into it. Come to the water source. Come to the well that gives living water, and you will have abundantly. If you haven't done so, if you haven't come to the water source, you need to hear the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 17, you must believe it. You must believe. Hebrews 11, verse 6, you must repent of your sins. Acts 3, 19. You must confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Lord, risen Savior, Son of the living God. Matthew 10, verse 32, you must be baptized. Mark 16, and verse 16. And you must remain faithful. We rejoice with Josh as he has come to the Lord. We pray that if you haven't obeyed the gospel, that you would too. But if you have come to the Lord previously but have left the well, we pray that you would come back. And if you need our help and our prayers, we seek to help you and pray with you for that while we stand and while we sing.